Some problems aren't easily solved. Tonight, Randy Cohen considers a question that's tormented our next guest for decades. Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. He joins us every other week to help with your dilemmas, long and short term. Hi, Randy.
Hello.
This week, we're hearing from Jerry Miller from Oxford, Ohio. Hi, Jerry.
Hi there.
What's your question for Randy?
Randy, I had a situation that happened several years ago, in fact, almost 20 years ago.
Well, then there's little I can do, I'm afraid. Time travel being in its infancy.
I wasn't. I had been trained as a paraprofessional counselor at a crisis center in my town. And in my second year being a counselor, I got a phone call from a rather distraught woman telling me about her teenage daughter. She was venting for about, 5 or 8 minutes. And about 8 minutes into the conversation, I realized I knew who this woman was. And a little bit of shivers went through me, and I had to do a quick cost-benefit analysis saying, what do I do at this point? I could have said to her, that I felt more comfortable if I passed a call on to another counselor, but there wasn't even another counselor there. I was on alone. Or I could continue the call, acting as if I didn't know who she was, hoping she wouldn't recognize my voice.
And can we point out here, you're really not supposed to counsel friends, is
right.
that right?
Friends, one of the things we learned in training is you don't counsel friends. But also I realized that my voice, my counseling voice, was very different than my voice right now. It's much softer, much more mellow.
And I thought you were a little harsh, actually.
Yeah.
I wish you would just treat me a little kinder.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh, I love that.
I will change my voice right now to my counseling voice.
I love your counseling voice.
Thank you.
So since this was so long ago, Jerry, can I ask what you did?
What I did was I continued the conversation. I felt that the woman needed help right then. If I had said to her, I'm sorry, I need to get another counselor to continue this call. I didn't want to say to her I wasn't feeling well or I knew who she was. I could not think of a good way to extricate myself from the situation, so I felt that I would run the risk of the possibility that she would recognize who I am.
So you did not tell her that she knew you.
That's correct.
And this has weighed heavily on you low these many years.
It has stayed with me, and I still know this woman to this day, and the issue has never come up, and I have never shared it with her.
Wow. Well, Randy Cohen, did Jerry do the right thing?
I'm not so sure that he did. I wondered if this wasn't the sort of thing that the training would explain, that other people must encounter this all the time, especially in a smaller community, that I'm surprised that the training didn't go into this at all, about how you handle just that situation. It seems rather likely it would come up. I think your motives were unbelievably excellent. You were utterly well intended, but yet I think you behaved imperfectly. What I don't like about it is it takes away from another adult the opportunity to make a decision for herself, and I believe that's her choice at that moment. You might have done a bit better to, as soon as you recognize her, to stop, to tell this woman, to reassure her that you have a policy of strict confidentiality, and leave it up to her whether she wants to continue speaking to you or whether she wants to wait till another counselor is there.
Okay.
You know,
you're not going to make him feel better.
No. I won't make you feel better. But you certainly shouldn't feel ethically bad. Your intentions were utterly honorable. You acted into your question was, how can I best help this person? And you cannot be faulted for that. My objection is I would say a technical one rather than a moral objection. You seem like a completely admirable guy, and you shouldn't feel bad. No one acts perfectly all the time, and we have to allow that. There are honest ethical errors that we should not berate ourselves for. We should learn from them and get on with it. But, you know, I think the reason you're not supposed to counsel friends isn't just to protect their confidentiality. I think it's also because it's difficult to do a good job and to be objective and to counsel effectively when you're emotionally bound up in the people you're dealing with.
Exactly, right.
It's that cliche on TV, you know, I'm sorry we're sending you to another case, officer, you're too involved. You know, or medical ethics limits what treatment doctors can offer to close family members. For just that reason, just because it makes it very, very hard to be effective. Look, but when there's a chance to let an adult make a decision for him or herself, I think you really should.
Okay.
Jerry, have you thought of telling her now after the fact?
The answer is yes, I have. And the answer is no, I've decided not to even raise the issue.
See, there I think you're behaving quite brilliantly. I think that's excellent. That at this point, what good could possibly come of it? I mean, I suppose you could make a case that she has the right to know that you know something lurid about her and her daughter, or her daughter, I guess. But this is a case where I think years later, keep it to yourself.
Well, Jerry Miller, that was an interesting dilemma, and thanks for sharing it with us, even though it happened so long ago.
It happened long ago, but it's one of those incidents that stays with you for years.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you have a question for Randy Cohen, you can write us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thank you.
Thank you. And you know, if I can make the listeners feel bad about something they did decades ago, well, there's no statute of limitations on that.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.